Okay, so this is a visualization on goal progression. So what I'd like you to do at first is get yourself comfortable in a comfortable place. Find a comfy spot for your head, your back, your arms, and your legs. It's important when you're doing this exercise to ensure that you won't be disturbed. So either putting a note on your door, turning off your phone, whatever is necessary to ensure you don't get interrupted. So what I'd like you to do at first, if you're comfortable, close your eyes and take some long, slow, deep breaths in and out. Preferably breathing in through your nose, if that's comfortable for you, and out through your mouth. If that's not, just as easily can be done by breathing in through your mouth and out through either your mouth or your nose, whatever is most comfortable for you. But as you breathe nice and deep and slow, in and out, just take a few moments to really ground into this moment by focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe nice and deep and slow, in, filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling out slowly, fully, and completely, feeling your shoulders drop down, your ribs relax, letting your whole body just settle down. Breathing nice and deep and slow in. Feeling your lungs in your chest. And then exhaling fully and completely and following that breath all the way out. As it leaves your body, noticing the little bit of the breath left as you exhale fully and completely. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And all the way out, letting your whole body relax more and more into the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay. Letting your whole body just relax more and more completely. And if you're breathing in through your mouth, just focus all of your attention on the movement of the air as it passes over your lips. If you're breathing in through your nose, focus all of your attention on the passage of the air through your nose. Focusing your attention on the movement of the breath in helps bring your mind back to the moment we're in right now. By focusing on the movement of the air, focusing on the sensation of the rib cage expanding as you breathe in, noticing the movement of the sternum as you fill your chest with nourishing oxygen, and also on the exhalation, focusing on the movement of the shoulders, the chest, the rib cage, the tummy, relaxing as that breath leaves and the wonderful sense of relaxation you begin to feel slowly. Trying as best you can when your attention wanders off to bringing it back to focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in. And the movement of the air fully, and the movement in your body as you exhale all the way out. The mind is a busy thing, always thinking, wondering, questioning, analyzing. As we bring it constantly back to focusing on one thing, like the breath, like the movement of the body, we slowly gain more and more mastery over where the mind goes, how long it spends there. We gain more and more aware of our thoughts and the wandering nature of the mind. It's literally impossible to clear the mind of all thoughts. There's a default network in our brain that is always going and buzzing. But we can gain more awareness, more mastery over what we think about, how long we spend there, and more mastery over redirecting our thoughts to the things that are more intentional, beneficial, and purposeful to think about. So just taking a few moments throughout the day, every day, 5 or 8 times a day, 3 to 5 minutes, just breathing, focusing our mind on our breath, on the movement of our body, can help build that cognitive mastery, can help build that ability to manage your mind, where it goes, for how long, and what it focuses on. In addition, there's proven benefits to attention, focus, concentration, and memory. It can induce relaxation as well in just a few minutes a day, multiple times a day. So as you continue to focus on the gentle flow of the breath in and out of the body, following that breath all the way in to the very last bit of breath in, following that breath out to the last bit of breath out, is a very simple tool to building that cognitive mastery. And with that comes our ability to keep in the forefront of our mind the goals that are most important to us, the things we want to work on. As we're building new habits, new goals, the only way to achieve a goal is to keep it in the forefront of our mind. And as our life bombards us every day, throughout the day, with new and ongoing things, it's important to find a way to remind ourselves throughout the day, a few times throughout the day, what our goal is, what we're focusing on. Because until we draw attention to our goals, we don't activate acetylcholine, which is the spotlight in our brain. It's the neurotransmitter that creates the spotlight in our brain. Oh yes, this is important to me. This is a priority. And that's what that neurotransmitter does in our brain. Unless we attach importance to that goal through the activation of epinephrine or adrenaline, that's the thing that narrows our focus. So narrowing our focus and drawing the spotlight by just throughout the day, multiple times a day, refocusing our mind, what our goal is, what's our priority, and reminding ourselves what we're going to do to achieve that goal. A few simple steps each and every day. That's how goals are achieved. But in order to do that, we have to remind ourselves, especially in the early stages of goal attainment, what our goal is, why it's a priority, and what we're going to do to achieve it. So to that vein, I'd like you to think about what the most important goal for you is. What is the single most important thing to you to work towards? So just quietly, in your mind's eye, draw attention to what is the single most important thing for you to work towards. Just one goal. We can all have many things we're working on. But for now, it doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't mean the more times you do this exercise, you won't revisit this goal and eventually narrow it down to what is the single most important thing. But for now, try to isolate what is the single most important thing for you at this moment. And when you've landed upon that goal, just in the quiet of your mind, try to put that goal in a sentence, one sentence, preferably a shorter sentence. My goal is to. That too can take work. That too can take some revisiting. And it doesn't need to be perfect in this moment. It's just whatever immediately comes to mind. My goal is to. Now, as quickly as possible, without deliberating it too much, what are three reasons why that's important to you? Just whatever three come to you in the quiet of your mind, what are three reasons that's important to you? Why are those things important to you? Now, when you come back to your goal, reiterate why your goal is important to you, what your goal is that's most important to you, and why, in the simplest sentence as possible. Now, when you think about putting your goal for the reasons you've indicated into practice, there's lots of different ways for us to put that into practice. And each is particular to our own life, our lifestyle, our demands, what works for us and what doesn't. What are two things you're going to do each and every day that aren't big, that don't take up a lot of time and energy, but what are two things that you're going to do each and every day to help you and your unique person put this goal into practice? It should be something you can write on a calendar. Excuse me. It should be something specific you're going to do at a specific time. And wherever you start, it's unique to you. It's an experiment of what is working, what isn't working. But when we're experimenting with change, we need to start somewhere. So we start with what makes most sense, what is most accessible, what is easiest to do. So it's the starting that's important. So how can you put something into practice in your life? Two things you're going to do that are accessible and achievable for you? What are two ways you can actualize that goal on a day-to-day basis that are accessible to you, that you can foresee actually being able to do? When I say foresee, what I mean is they're practical, it's accessible, it fits within your daily schedule. It's not the mental part that I'm referring to. The components of achieving it exist in your life. It may be a matter of rearranging things or doing things differently or adding an alarm. But just think about how you're going to implement that goal by taking those two very specific steps and what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, with any goal, it's important to identify what's going to get in our way. There will be always things that get in our way. What will be the things that will most likely get in your way? Just think of a few things, one or two things that will most likely get in your way. Being practical, being realistic, knowing yourself as well as you do, what are the two things that will likely get in your way of executing those two things that are steps towards achieving your goal? How can you implement steps to overcome those? What can you do that's drastically different, that would either prevent, mitigate, or decrease the chances of those things getting in the way? Practical things. For some people, it's putting reminders in their phone. For some people, it's changing when they start to look at their emails or phones throughout the day. They set rules into place for themselves that they attempt to rigidly adhere to. For some people, they make the rule they never look at their phone or their email until a certain time in the day. For some people, they set up a rigid schedule as to what kind of tasks they do when. For some people, they make the rule they'll finish this time of day, they'll always take a lunch break. Whatever it is, what can you put in place that'll mitigate, lessen, decrease the chances of those things getting in the way? Just a few things. Now, coming back to your goal, restate in the simplest form possible what your goal is, why it's important to you, what you're going to do to implement that goal, and what you're going to do to lessen the chances that something will get in the way. Restate that quietly in your mind. And when you picture the next 3 months of implementing that goal, the various measures and techniques you'll use, the constant revisiting, re-strategizing around that goal, the approach to it, how to overcome, give some thought to 3 months from now. And that puts you in December. In terms of your goal, where do you want to be in September in achieving this goal? What are the differences you want to see? What are the things you want to notice that are different? And when you see the things that are different, it's usually beneficial to focus on the things you want more of versus the things you don't want. Such as, I want to be able to laugh more versus feel less stressed. So when you think about 3 months from now, what are the things you want to feel differently, see differently? Trying as best you can to put them in the context of the things you want more of versus the things you want less of or to eliminate. What are the things about yourself, your life, your mood, your behaviors that you want to see more of? Why are those things important to you? Why do you value them? Change is never easy. It comes with mental struggle, a lot of internal barriers, a lot of internal conflict and struggle, a lot of old habits, comfort with the familiarity of what we've done in the past, discomfort with not knowing whether it's going to make a difference in the future, whether we'll succeed, whether this is the right way to do it, all those unknowns. But you know, and I know, unless we start somewhere, change doesn't happen. And just like Sisyphus, we continue rolling the boulder up the hill, and it rolls back down. So at some point, we start somewhere. We reassess, reevaluate, re-strategize, and we make that a weekly habit. But in that weekly habit, we also assess the benefits, the changes, the growth, the differences, and that's an important part of making change, is noticing the small stuff, noticing how we've overcome the challenges that are unique to us. Recognizing the positives, the growth along the way that are unique to us. And in implementing change, there'll be lots of internal struggle and conflict, and there'll be lots of external struggle and conflict. But you know, and I know, your purpose in existing is not to serve others. Your happiness hasn't been and won't be derived from 100% service of others. You need to put the oxygen mask on you. You need to serve you too. You are just as important as others, just as valuable. So looking ahead 3 months from now, summarize in one sentence why this is important to you, why you wish to achieve these changes. What are the things you want to feel, know, do differently? And there will be times between now and December where you'll push back, where others will push back, where you'll run into challenges and difficulty, and the impulse will be to slide back into old habits. That's natural, that's familiar, they're comfortable. There's safety and security there. Think for a moment, when this happens, not if it happens, when this happens, how are you going to catapult yourself out of that familiarity? How are you going to recognize when you've taken a step back? And what are you going to do differently? And along this journey of change, where we just simply start somewhere, you'll do the dance. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. 3 steps forward, 1 step back. 3 steps forward, 3 steps forward, 1 step back. And this will continue. So looking ahead to 6 months from now, in March, hard to imagine all the difference that will be achieved by then. But it's important to let your mind wander. Let your mind fantasize. Let your mind imagine the possibilities. That continuing to persevere, re-strategize, reformulate, but keeping it a priority, keeping it a focus. Imagine for a moment the different changes that'll take place by then. 6 months, which sounds so far. March, which sounds so far. Imagine for a moment the possibilities. You've already noticed some changes. Imagine as you continue along this journey of recognizing I do matter. I am important, just as important as others. I am good enough just the way I am. As you continue along this journey, protecting you, protecting your time, protecting your well-being and your sense of self, whatever is of most importance to you, imagine the possibilities of 6 months from now. For some, they find they're way more relaxed. They're way more creative, way more spontaneous, greater at ease in their own skin, able to do things that they never thought possible, able to speak up for themselves, say no more readily, more easily, without a ton of rumination before or after. They laugh more. Their energy increases. Their excitement, they think more of the future. They do more planning. Whatever is possible, imagine what's most important and possible for you 6 months from now, 3 months from now. So on this journey, day to day, over the next 3 months, over the next week, over the next 6 months, it's really important to recognize when this controlling being, this doing being, achieving being is taking over control. So take a moment to recognize when this part of you, this old part of you, that is a relic that you can step away from. It's an old way of thinking, an old way of existing, an old way of doing. And you can step away from it now that you recognize it. Not slowly, not quickly rather, not easily, but with perseverance. With determination, by keeping this in the forefront of your mind each and every day. How will you recognize when this over-controlling relic from the past is trying to take over? When the over-functioner, the overdoer is trying to take over? The part of you that says you must push through. You must get it done. You must work long hours. That you don't matter. That your well-being, your happiness, a balance in your life doesn't matter. How will you recognize this old part of you is trying to take over? You may recognize it in stress, rumination, sleeplessness, impatience, pressure. Just think for a moment how you're going to recognize it's trying to take over. This really familiar part of you is trying to take over. How will you recognize it? And when you recognize it, regardless of how long it took you to recognize, that doesn't matter. It's only important that you notice. What are you going to do that's abruptly and radically different in that moment to get some separation, some distance from that old habit? What's one thing that comes to mind that you're going to do that's radically, dramatically different, so you can get some separation from that habit, from that impulse, from the things you know so well, so that you can keep the goal in the forefront of your mind, so that you can refocus. Just for now, come up with something you're going to do that's radically and dramatically different. For some, they'll abruptly stand up and walk outside. Take 5 minutes to do some breathing. For others, they'll put on music loud to jolt them out of this old habit. It's the recognizing and then the doing. There's a lot of conditioning there from the past. But we can recondition by starting somewhere. We develop strength in our quads by doing exercises every day or every second day to develop those muscles. It's just a different kind of muscle. It's through that repetition. By prioritizing, by persisting, by recognizing the gains, the growth, the changes. So what kind of ritual, once a week, will you implement so that you can sit down and reflect upon the things that have gone well, the things that went astray, and what you're going to do differently to re-strategize, reprioritize, so that you can keep this goal in the forefront of your mind? Something practical, something realistic, and think of what you're going to need to help you remember to do that. Also keep in mind something you're going to do that just reminds you throughout the day that you are good enough just the way you are, right here, right now. You need not prove yourself to anyone, including yourself. You are good enough just the way you are today. What is something you're going to do? Could be simply repeating that to yourself. That reminds yourself of that each and every day. Some people will find an object that they carry around, a jewelry, a stone, a scent that they put in their diffuser, a music they play that reminds them of this, whatever it is. What are you going to do each and every day that reminds you you're good enough just the way you are? Taking a moment to come back to your breath. Come back to focusing on your breathing. As you focus on your breathing, it's really important to remember that the over-controller, the doing that we're taught so much in this culture that's reinforced, has a lot of obsessive thinking that it comes with it, because it's always trying to control us and others' perceptions. Doing, doing, doing. The over-controller, you'll notice, is easy to recognize by the shoulds. Should is the sign of the over-controller, controlling us, controlling others. There's very little tolerance for uncertainty, and that also pertains to trying to control the future. All we can do is make change now that we know intuitively from science will produce a happier being, a greater sense of ease, self-confidence, greater sense of happiness. So it's important to remember that over-controller will always be there, the shoulds, the musts, the have-tos. But you have a choice as to whether you let go of it. You have a choice of whether to recognize it and let go of it. Controlling is a universal tendency of all human beings, to differing degrees, yes. So again, just coming back to your breath, relaxing, reaffirming your goal, its importance, and what you want to do to achieve it, and what you're going to do to overcome the challenges, the barriers that will come inevitably, internal and external. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.